All right, you are tuned in to the Colorado Community Radio Network. I am Rocky Flats, and in the studio here at Streetside Productions today, I have Kabbalah.
What's good? Thanks for having me, man. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing all right.
Good. I saw you on air last night. What was that, KGNU?
Yep.
Nice.
Yep.
Nice. Gotta love the local nonprofits.
Yeah, man. Everybody's helping each other out, trying to push that local music. I'm just feeling great to be included in that. So.
Absolutely. And I didn't see the whole thing. Did you do any live sets on there last night or anything?
No, I did not do anything live. Okay. We did discuss setting that up for the next time that I come in.
Absolutely.
Which I'm all about it.
Yeah,
I'm all about it. But, you know, we just kind of got familiar with some of my music, got familiar with who I am and
that's a good question
and all this stuff.
Who are you, Kabbalah? Where are you from? Are you from this area or?
I am from Loveland, Colorado.
Close enough.
I'm from Colorado. Yeah. I'm the only one of my siblings born here in Colorado.
Gotcha.
The rest are from California.
How many siblings?
There's four of us. Fun stuff. I'm the youngest of four.
I'm the youngest of four too.
And it's bap, real close in age. I'll be 34, so I'll go 34, 35, 36, 37 here pretty soon.
Nice. So, take a little factory during those 4 years.
I know, right? My mom had a nice little working train there in the kitchen, just doing dishes.
Just like, oh, There's another one.
We've always been a team, and that's, you know, that's just how it goes.
As any family should, you know, as any family should. Okay, so what brought you to hip hop? What brought you to rapping?
Oh man, music. I love music. So, man, there's so many. That's a hard question to answer because I feel in life so many. You know, there's so many different things that we encounter on a daily that lead us to these different paths within our lives and the upcoming future. But you know, I played sports and we've always listened to music growing up. My mom, you know, would always dance around the house and, you know, we'd get embarrassed at times. But man, I think I really enjoyed it. 'Cause there's pictures of me dancing and getting down.
Right.
and so I've just, you know, I've kind of kept that and we've just always shared music and that's just kind of always been something in our family, how I ended up getting into hip hop, you know, find yourself trying to figure out who you are for so long and you start reaching to music that you think you like and then you start realizing, I didn't even realize that's what they were talking about 10 years ago. Holy crap.
Yeah,
this is crazy.
It's always interesting to go back to what you hear when you're growing up and go, whoa. What
yeah.
the hell are they talking about?
You never even
process it when you're younger.
I was totally perceiving it a different way.
Yeah.
Maybe it was just because of what I was going through, this, that, and the other.
Teens constantly misinterpret.
Right. Yeah, totally. But, you know, but man, I was trying to figure myself out in my teens, and I started going to raves. I started going to, like, break competitions and you know DJ competitions, all kinds of underground music, and then eventually it started leading to like an underground hip hop sound, you know, and not that we weren't already listening to hip hop. I think it was just at a certain point in my life I started finding it for myself.
Sure.
Instead of my siblings passing it down.
Sure.
And then through, you know, dabbling through all the partying and drugs and everything and trying to figure myself out, I did a lot of writing.
Yeah.
And then at some point I started realizing, oh, well, I can put these to instrumentals. And it's like you start realizing stuff in your life. And you're like, wow, this is like common sense to someone else. But I kind of fell out of the loop a little bit. Like, wow, I didn't realize I could do that with all these emotions that I'm going through. And I couldn't perceive what it would be to this day then, you know. To be able to, I mean, holy crap, if I could sit back and be like, wow, this is gonna be so great for my mental, for my health, and all, you know, for all this, for people around me, and how much it's gonna help me change and hold myself accountable, you know. I don't know that I, when I first started doing music, that I ever thought that. It was just writing, and then all these little experiences and layers just kept leading to one thing to the next.
Sure.
And realizing, wow, you can make good songs, you can actually get a crowd moving, and man, these people really like this, and right. you really like how this feels after you perform. And so I was starting, you know, like 23 is when I performed my first show, but around 17 is when I was just kicking raps with friends, parties, yeah. and crap like that. And played college sports, and so I kind of was falling in and out of the scene, the music industry.
How old are you? How old are you now?
I'll be 34 in December.
34 in December. Yeah. Okay, that's right.
Yep. But I was lucky, man. I graduated high school. I got a full ride to play basketball, and I mean, I went to a junior college first. Was there for 3 years. I injured one of my knees and ended up redshirting, and so I got an extra year. And even if you're not playing, you're part of the team. And so I was getting to do certain things and travel and whatnot. And
nice.
Then I graduated from there and went to Utah State, played Division One. And so in between all this basketball and traveling, I got to go to Australia and play. And then I finished my senior year in Alaska. It's like, wow, what do you want to do? Do you want to do music or do you want to play basketball? And I was really chasing sports. I was chasing basketball. Sure. I had an opportunity to go play overseas, and I just made the decision after my senior year, and we tore it up that year. And I was just like, man, I'd rather make music. Yeah. I'd just rather make music. So, you know, it's just music for me has just been this in and out thing for myself as far as writing and creating. But I've just always loved listening to music. Who doesn't? Well, constantly listening to music.
It's scary to meet the person who doesn't.
I listen to music.
I hate all music.
Like, I literally listen to music like all day, pretty much.
Yeah.
All day at work.
Me too.
It's my great. Life. It's like, wow, this is. But I there's some people out there that don't. Get to listen to music all day. Maybe they listen to it on their drive home.
That's fair. There are a lot of jobs where you don't get to do that.
So we're kind of lucky in that sense.
But we were talking about that earlier, being poor but enjoying the work, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's more important than the money, for sure.
Quality.
Yeah, quality. Absolutely.
Feels good.
Let me see. You got some. Where have you played before? Where just recently? Let's go within the past. Let's go within the past 6 months.
Within the past 6 months, I guess. Let's just work backwards. How about that?
All right.
The last show I played was at Red Rocks, for the Prince tribute.
Yeah. How was that? Rocks. By the way, I saw the post.
Sold out.
Yeah.
Like better. It's a Prince tribute. 8,000 to 9,000 people. Well, it was the first film on the rocks that sold out. I don't know that they'll ever sell out another one. I hope they do, but I hope it's not in the event of someone passing away. Wow.
Yeah.
You know, I'm still sitting here. Like, I was just talking to my buddy, Mr. KD, that I brought on. He produced the beats on Battle Cries. The album that I just gave you. And I was sitting there talking to him today, and I'm just like, did that really just happen? Did we just do that? Because it still doesn't feel like it really happened. And he thought I was pranking him for a little bit, and I thought I was getting pranked by getting hit up to play this show. And I'm like, no way. Someone's messing with me. And I really thought that was happening.
Now, was that like a hip-hop thing? Were you singing? What was the deal?
So the track that we played is Funk and Roll.
Okay.
And that's off of Art Official. And Prince was into the drum machines.
Yeah.
He had a little hip hop in him, you know what I mean?
For sure.
A lot of hip hop.
He created a lot of beats. He made a lot more music behind his own. You know, that wasn't even his name on it.
Yeah, totally. You know. And that's amazing. I think if you can transcend through all these different genres and be able to work with all these different artists, like, and you're just in constant creative mode,
constant.
The energy that's just, oh man,
yeah,
that'd feel amazing.
Gotta love Prince.
But that, speaking of this track, basically what we had to do was I had got selected to pick a Prince track that I wanted to cover, and then all the other artists had to do the same.
Okay, gotcha.
And then, you know, add your flavor on it or however you might do that. And so this track in particular had Prince vocals all over it, his guitar all over it, and it's like, oh my gosh, how do we do this? So I hit up Mr. KD, and I'm like, hey, so I have an opportunity to do you want to play Red Rocks with me? And he's, you know, he's looking at me like, I'm pretty sure he didn't believe me.
Yeah,
because like, yeah, I didn't believe me when I'm telling him. And I showed him the email. I'm like, no, really, but you had to be able to remake this track. You know, like we have to like remake this. And I mean, it was like a week turnaround to do that. And he did that. And I went on vacation on a cruise and came back and finished it. And
nice.
Man, it was, the track has singing and I think,
Were they able to record it?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'll have the disc is, my disc is getting sent to me for our performance.
Nice.
Which is awesome. So
yeah, yeah. We'll have to play that on air for sure.
Yeah. Once I get all that. So yeah. I'll definitely drop you the link when we upload it.
Absolutely.
Oh, show. So, and then I guess before that, so we have So Far Sounds, Sounds from a Room, Denver Open Media Sessions with KGNU. That whole 700 Calamath block, and they get live over there in this downtown Denver.
Yeah, yeah.
They get a lot going down first Fridays.
I'll have to check that out.
Oh, man. We had the CO... Colorado Music Sessions. Man, I just graduated from Spokesbuzz as well.
You're a busy person.
The Hieroglyphics. We just opened for Hiero.
Nice.
That was awesome. I love Hiero. They're one of my favorites.
So you are
just keeps going. You know, it's just
sounds busy.
But
sounds super busy.
You know, and I want to stay busy. But it's, you know, the goal is, I want to get this busy outside of Colorado.
Of course, you want national.
You know? Yeah, absolutely.
You need it these days
go.
to get the money. You got to.
And I've gone on tours plenty of times, but now it's like, okay.
You got to like do business in other states.
Exactly, and that's what it was. Yeah. I made myself go by myself like, just because of that.
Tech Nine's actually a good example of that because he was stuck in the Kansas City rut for years. I mean, he was making good money.
Right.
And he had his state on lock. But the only thing he could really do in the end to expand his market was he moved to L.A. for like 2.5 years. And he had to live out there and just like sell himself to L.A. basically.
Right.
You know, which got him a movie gig and got him that Fragile contract with Kendrick Lamar and all that stuff going, you know. The only way you're really going to like expand your market ever is to get out of the bubble you're always in, you know.
You gotta make that sacrifice, that jump, put yourself in that uncomfortable position and go.
Yeah. Well, are you excited for this upcoming show? You're gonna be playing for Snow the Product.
Yep.
At the Fox.
Yeah.
June 19th.
Yep.
So that's exciting.
Yeah, that's gonna be dope. You know, I've seen her come out here several times and I've never jumped on any of those shows.
Yeah.
I've
never seen her live.
I think mainly because I don't know that our fan base is similar.
Sure.
But, you know, but I have respect for what she's doing in her hustle. You know, she's got woke TV. She's just constantly hustling and on her grind and trying to stay healthy and really trying to...
Yeah, I noticed
that.
She's always putting out like the post about how different things in her life and stuff, not even just music, just like...
Right.
How her lifestyle is and
stuff
like
awesome.
That.
And that's awesome. You know, people need to see that.
So yeah.
People need to see some of their favorite artists
that
actually
seems like
living
up
to what they say.
A hard work. You know, it seems like oh, I got to post every day and make everyone watch what I'm doing everything every day. Like, damn. I'd rather just
like
guide the spotlight, not be
times.
In it. Yeah, you know?
But yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for this. You know, I keep envisioning, like, I wonder, you know, like, you always wonder as an opener, you know, how your set might be perceived by the headliners, you know, and you're like, I'm just going to go out there and just crush. I'm going to crush this show because that's just...
Yeah.
It's just what you do.
Yeah.
You know, it's
doesn't
what you
matter
do.
What
you do.
Doing.
That's what you do.
You don't go out and be like, well, maybe I'll try to crush this show.
Oh, you just do it. You just do it, you know? And then it's, you know, it's more of a mutual respect. Like, hey, you know, I see you doing your thing. I see you doing your
absolutely.
Thing.
Absolutely.
Respect.
Absolutely.
And and even more so to female MCs, you know, like that's huge as well.
Yeah.
Because there's not a lot out there that are in those positions, those lights. And it's like, man, just keep hustling, keep hustling, keep hustling. It's not that anyone's taking these opportunities away from you and giving them to dudes. There might just be more dudes out there and you just got to work.
Yeah, yeah.
Work. And
it's
keep
all, it really is just about the hustle, man.
It is.
Because a lot of, there's a lot of people competing And I don't know if it's, I mean, everything is patriarchally run essentially in industries, yeah. But when it comes to hip hop, it really just says come down to your talent and your grind.
Man. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's crazy because, and a lot of people don't want to go there.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's not, what's the competition? And then, like, unless you're going to battle, you know, and it's like, man, like sometimes I think the battle isn't even on the microphone. You know, the battle's out in the street, you know, are you actually living up to what you're saying on the the stage? You know, like, I work.
Are you truly
hard,
expressing yourself?
This, that, and the other. And then you go out and you're just kind of bumming around, sleeping on mom's couch. You know,
smoking weed, like, playing video games all day.
It's crazy. That's the reality. That's the reality. And it's like, man, I want to see those people that are saying those things live that.
Yeah.
Because that's inspirational.
Yeah.
That's inspirational. That's how you create a movement. That's how you get people behind you.
That's how you create art.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's got to be expression. It can't be BS, you know.
But, man, people fall for it.
They do. They do. They fall for anything that just at least gets them out of their their void, you know. And that's okay.
True.
That's what art is. You know, that is what art does. So where can we find out more about you online? Where's your web presence? Do you have a website? Do you have a Facebook?
You know, there's so many platforms of where you can find music at, but the ones that I manage the most would be my Facebook and my Bandcamp page. But
Bandcamp, okay.
I also promote my iTunes and Amazon through Spotify, like the Spotify stuff. But you want to connect with me on Facebook, Cubala Music. .facebook.com facebook.com/ cubala.music.
yeah,
but
that's cubala, Q-B-A-L-A, for the record.
Yep. Just and so you should be able to, honestly, if you just type Q-B-A-L-A
Google, that's all I did
in Google, you'll find nothing but me.
Especially if you're in the surrounding area,
you might ask you, did you mean Kabbalah? But that's the only other,
like, and then it'll be like,
correction,
you know,
you'll be like, no,
the Kabbalah.
Cubala. Yeah.
Where'd you come up with the name?
My last name is Quiñones.
Okay.
I'm the only one of my siblings that carries that last name.
Okay.
And it's a long story. My grandfather made that last name up somewhere along the road of his life and started implementing it on everything. And so it kind of trickled down to me, and my mom gave me that last name. And so I've always been called Q or Q Ball by my brother, my dad.
And so then
I put the A on the end. I was like, let's throw a little bit of, like, you know, a little bit of love on the end of that in Cubala. And so then I put it on my arm, so then I couldn't change it. Because that Sagittarius, man, we're like,
you stick to
it. Like, this week it's Cubala, next week it's Cubalicious.
And I gotta stick with it. Better tattoo it now before it's too late.
It's there.
You can't change it now. Well,
that's
sweet.
Then the Bala from sports, you know, obviously playing basketball, and that's. You know, so we put the two and two together.
Yeah. Oh, that
What's
makes
up,
sense.
Bala?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? You got like so many meanings in that name.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy. You know, usually people just go for the one, you know. And,
yeah.
And you don't have any weird numbers for letters in there either. So that's nice. That's getting outplayed. And there's no little. No more littles. I don't want to hear any more littles.
Lil Bala.
Lil Bala. Although, Little Dicky, I'm enjoying. Have you ever heard Little Dicky?
Yeah.
But that's different.
he's a smart dude and I like it. I like the style in it. You know, it's interesting because it fuses not just being able to rap. This is someone who's able to write a storyline as well.
And comedy.
You know,
and make you laugh.
Reminds me of like Childish Gambino type of.
Sure. Which I wish I would see more from him.
I know. And I think maybe he's just having fun doing what he's doing and playing festivals.
Yeah. I mean, he was on Community. He's like, hell, I'm going to make a rap album. I'm going to go play. And he'll probably just show up on TV again.
And that's, I feel like that's what you're seeing more of. A lot of those artists that are in those top spots that are very well known are writers for shows.
And actors and multiple shows and directors and whatever they
can
play.
I can rap.
Oh, I can rap too. I'll do that too. Yeah. You know? Hell, who is it? That put out the rap album. It was who's the crazy guy in that Tank movie? not Adrian Brody, but what's his name?
In which
he was in that Tank movie with Brad Pitt, and he was like the really goofy, crazy
in the
one.
What movie?
It was like a movie about tanks, and they were like, and Brad Pitt was like the leader of the tank thing. And then he also had a green screen meme where he was like, you gotta believe in yourself. Yeah. And everyone just went nuts with it because he did it in front of a green screen so you could like put him in space. And, I'll have to remember.
I have no idea.
I'm going to edit in that name later on the post edit. Like, all right, man.
Yeah, just zoom him in.
Right. All right. So what other shows do you got coming up besides the June 19th? Show.
Oh man, we're just getting kicked off here. Let's see, on this weekend actually, the National Federation of Broadcasters Community Convention is going on downtown Denver, and I was invited to
check
play
that out.
Yeah. Awesome. So I'm gonna do that this weekend. That'll be cool. I might get to give a speech get invited to be a speaker, which would be really
That's
cool.
Awesome.
I'm just talking about how important the community is and you know, why it is important to get the people rally behind you to help you get out. You know, you can't do this alone. And,
Absolutely.
And that's not just with musicians. That's with anything. And this is such a creative state. And
I think the state itself needs to take more pride in its art. And, and like,
it's like people are afraid to say, I'm proud of this and I'm proud that I got help.
Yeah.
And it's almost like a, they have to know I did this all by myself.
Exactly. Like, and that's going to always destroy the overall industry.
Right.
You know?
Drake says that, you know, like, did this all by myself. I'm like, no,
that, you didn't.
You had a team at some point. Someone, you know, someone put your name
you
somewhere.
You had to do songs with other famous people to get you up there.
Unless you're telling me that you're recording this music video right now while running the lights.
I cloned myself and running the whole show.
Yeah. You know, and afterwards, you're just clone bone. You
I
know,
could see Drake doing that.
Possibly.
I could see
Maybe
totally
Kanye.
Drake doing that. Yeah. Definitely Kanye.
You know,
if Kanye
but
had the
at
ability.
Some point, you know, it's like, wow, I just hear everyone saying by myself alone. I didn't. And then it's like, are we ever going to be able to have friends again?
Yeah.
Because we're never going to trust each other.
Yeah. No, that's a good point. You know, I work in the movie industry too and doing movies. And it's interesting. Everyone wants to be the independent person, but they're always going to fail because they're not working with other independent people.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's crazy.
And they're like, but I'm not independent. I'm like, yeah, you are. You're all independent. You got to like work as a collective and, you know, like change the politics and get better rewards and industry standards set. You know, like
people
that's
believe
all.
Anything.
People will believe anything.
I just, you know?
And there needs to be pride in our art. You know, I went to Hollywood and I saw like, there's lots of horrible things about Hollywood, but the one thing they do have is pride in their art. They have an immense amount of pride in their art, you know, which is an enviable thing, I think, you know.
Should.
We don't need billboards everywhere for it, but
no.
Nor do we need all that Botox. We're good on that. So you got show this weekend?
Yes, this weekend. And then let's see, we've got Snow on the 19th.
Yep.
And then the 23rd, we will be in Colorado Springs at the Dab Lounge. I got my homie coming out from Milwaukee, Teyamu Denku.
Do they actually dab at the Dab Lounge?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
isn't that crazy? Like,
that's
you
crazy.
Go to the Springs and you're sitting in this little bar. You just walk up to the bar and like put some money in the tip jar and bloop. Dab.
That's crazy. I want to go.
You can chill. And then there's like a little green room right off the side of the stage. I haven't been there in a while because I was there like right when it opened.
For sure. Sure.
Just like I think last October when they were, I feel like they were really starting to push stuff. And so they've definitely expanded.
Interesting.
In the pictures that I've seen. But off to the side of the stage, there was like a little green room that was kind of like this. And then so you have the stage on the opposite side of the soundproof window.
Yeah.
But then across the table in front are three mounted rigs. So you could just sit on a couch and just dab from right there while watching your favorite performer perform.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah. So
that's pretty dope.
we'll be there. Come hang out. That's in Colorado Springs.
All right.
And then on the 24th, I'll be headlining Hometown in Fort Collins at Hody's Half Note with Teyamu Denku again, Kind Dub, Marble Cake, Thin Air Crew. Gosh, man, we got a lot of people playing. Stony Burtz is getting on the joint in the Springs. Earsick as well.
Nice.
And that's, you know, that's the community thing. That's something that we like doing is throwing shows and then putting these artists on these shows, inviting them to Fort Collins, putting them on these shows, you know, and exposing them to our market.
Yeah.
You know, because, I mean, this is the cool thing. You know, like, so, the person that booked me for Red Rocks was, you know, hey, I've been hearing your name and I want to hear your music. So in my mind, I'm sitting here like, wow, it's like the people that you're connecting with are in the position to throw a show.
Right.
And it just so happens to be at an amazing venue.
Yeah.
And they want to hear your music. So they're going to put you on.
Yeah.
And this is kind of how maybe some of these things go, you know?
Yeah. Like, yeah, yeah.
Well, what are they talking about? You know, I don't have time to go catch your show somewhere else, but I can put you on a show.
Yeah.
You know? And so there's a lot of love, I think, given in that sense.
Yeah. But, no, that's pretty awesome.
And then the 25th, the Westward Showcase.
Yep. Okay.
So I'll be playing that.
Nice.
I'm in a, I know that's like a competition kind of thing, votes.
Yeah, yeah. I know the show.
I push it every once in a while. My mom's out there pushing it. I know she supports me 100%. I love
good.
It.
That's good.
But I, you know, I'm letting people kind of do that leisurely and trying to focus on other stuff, you know, and stay busy. But hey, that would be awesome to win that because I'd have one female MC of the year, but now it'd be awesome to win a overall hip-hop group.
Yeah, yeah, overall, you know, hip-hop.
Like, and I think, you know, and I think they're really defining who's working hard in the industry and those
those
things. And that's something else that we as artists got to kind of start letting our pride go away from and like, no, I'm not going to push people to vote for me. And it's like, why not? Like, are you proud of who you are? You know, like, and on top
it's called healthy competition.
Yeah. And on top of that, don't you respect your peers? Don't you respect the people around you who are listening to the music?
Yeah.
They're the ones who are supporting you at the end of the day. So to disc stuff like that, where it is set up to push votes and stuff
to make you the know, like, people want to be
don't
active.
You
want to
see who's following you, actually. You know,
exactly.
So exactly. You know, I don't know. And there's some people out there that are just cool, just chilling and making music, and that's awesome.
That's fine too.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
all around. You know, so,
absolutely.
Lots going on.
Nice.
Then we get into July and August and September and October.
It
got a tour
stop
coming up in October that I'm trying to really make some headway on. And I will let more details go at a later date as we get some stuff solidified. But we're pushing a campaign online right now to raise funds for that tour.
Nice.
And it's huge. It's an overwhelming feeling of feeling the support. And sometimes asking is one of the hardest things to do. What is her name? Amy. I can't think of her name, but I'm reading a book and I sometimes take forever to read books, but this is a good book. It's called The Art of Asking. And she's the Dresden Dolls.
I'm familiar. Yeah.
I can't remember her name.
It's the girl from the Dresden Dolls?
Yeah.
Okay.
But my fiance bought me this book, and I was like, wow, this is actually a really good read. And I feel like I read books in different parts and chapters in my life.
I do.
It makes sense, and I'm like, oh, this is like, you know, if I was to ever sit down and read the Bible, this is what it would be like to me. You know, you need it when it's like a monumental moment, and then you're like, I have the answer. But it's taught me a lot just in the small amount of time that I've spent reading it. And I've cut through like half of it. But I mean, it teaches you to let go of some of that stuff. Don't be afraid to be who you are and ask for help.
Sure.
And love what you're doing and not feel like down about it or
shameful,
you know, like, there's nothing wrong with asking for help, you know, and we all need it. And man, so we're pushing that campaign and in like 2 or 3 days, we're already halfway to $2,000.
Nice.
And it's like, man, I'm starting to see something even more than that. My people, my fans, my family, my friends believe in me. Now I'm starting to even believe in myself even more.
Sure.
When times are starting to get tougher financially and health-wise. And it's like, man.
I have ideas, actually, after this interview about what you could do for touring for money. Yeah, for gigs. Because I used to do a lot of booking for colleges and stuff.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, and that stuff's very good market right
there. I don't know if I'm allowed to say yet, but I got a show coming up with CSU. Yeah, and they reached out to me, and it's really cool because I'm sitting here like, oh, man, these layers, they're just going to keep adding up. Yeah. And now this opens a door to be able to start hitting that college market.
Yeah, that's a big market.
And that's huge because, you know, you already know that game. Yeah. And it's like, heck, yeah, we can do a lot here.
Yep, you definitely can.
And then, you know, build off that. So.
Well, sweet. All right. Well, thank you for coming in.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to the Snow Show, the product.
You're going to be there, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Are you going to broadcast live? Can you do that?
That would be really awesome. I should try. I'll talk to the managers there at Woke TV or whatever.
I will put... Yeah, do that, and I'll put a little bird out to my peeps too, and see
that'd
what I can
sweet.
Push as well.
That'd be sweet. If not, I definitely want to do some video shooting and everything like that. So.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, get some good coverage.
Sweet.
Yeah. Well, sweet. Thank you.
Thank you.
Check out the Facebook page, folks.
Yeah, you can catch my Bandcamp page as well. Cubala.music.bandcamp.com.
And what's the Facebook extension?
Cubala.music.
That's right. Cubala.music. All right. All right, folks. Well, thanks for tuning in. Oh, and if I was going to play these guys one song right now from you that I could find, what would it be?
Battle Cries.
Battle Cries.
Do it.
All right. Battle Cries. You're going to hear Battle Cries, folks, right now.
Yeah.
My name is Cuba. Oh my fucking God. This shit's crazy. I'm feeling so good right now. This energy shit is unreal. My name is Cuba. Feel my battle cries, motherfuckers. Yeah. I'm trying to relax, enjoy this shit. Staying blown like my imaginary self in a porno flick. Cheers to me and my queen, we coming on America. I ain't stopping the Westboro Baptist Church marries us. Keep the minds on me, stay changing like your sexuality. After seeing me rip that written set, yeah, do it or get away. Just hope you can go home, finish the rep. Got everybody fucked in the head. Not sure how they should get home and get fucked in the bed. This shit's real though. Are we desperate for that love? I'm sitting in the basement, stuffing pieces of it in a Brillo pad, trying to free base. This ain't some basic Cubala kind of beef clouds. Taste it, bitch. We be between the Midwest and the West Coast. We represent that Mountain West. Your chronic dirt, we smoking earth. Been banging on these walls since before birth. Yeah, went work like a jerk. We be between the Midwest and the West Coast. Throw it cheers, cause we smoke the most. Best chronic, hella states, jump up on it. To a destination, y'all motherfuckers want it. When you come to my state, just swing my way. Cubala kind of is all you say. Ready to rip that set, leave the microphone wreck. Pulling the fucking state floorboards up, you bet. I'm like 28 days later, bro. I came down with the sickness. Forever hit you with that natural flow. Smear red, dirty messages over dirty instrumentals. Yeah, hit up tool shed toys that come so you can get flawed groups. There I go again, crazy Sagittarian. How we supposed to play this for the kids? You'll get the mere mark. Speaking of mouth, I'm kind of hungry. She like, what the fuck? So this industry is where I turn my focus. Excuse this, excuse that, that shit be so bogus. I'm finna spend this last dime on two tacos, a fat ass dime, a sack, and a shot of Jack. Put this to do the straight to the back. You was constantly wasted, and that's a fact. I'm running circles around your cul-de-sac. Media ask me how I'm dealing with the stress. Yo, I tell them I'm going James Holmes on a track. We be between the Midwest and the West Coast. Throw it cheers cause we smoke the most. Best chronic, hella states, jump up on it. To a destination, y'all motherfuckers want it. When you come to my state, just swing my way. Cubala kind of is all you say. Ready to rip that set, leave the microphone wreck. Pulling the fucking state floorboards up, you bet. No, I'm no dick, I just spit. Two facts, I'll never go live like all of you sex. Wait, y'all can get mad, this is that track. Y'all the one that'll blow the fuck up and make me a million stacks. Just cause I sold you what you wanna believe is true facts. I challenge you, look at some of your favorite douchebags. MCs, character, you follow that shit on the reel. Check the fan, I'm fucking molesting the game with the mic skill. Necrophiliac, feel when I'm sliding in. But you say I'm fucking better than any living dead you resided with. Yo, Jody Arias on his pricks on a daily. Taking a step further when I feed you to my pet fish, sick fetish. These motherfuckers ain't even hear a word of spit. Still trying to figure out if I'm a boy or girl. A wicked spit. What fuck box you living in? I'm still getting judged by my gender, sexuality, and the tone of my skin. We be between the Midwest and the West Coast. Throw it cheers cause we smoke the most. Best chronic, hella states, jump up on it. To a destination, y'all.